morning. Every photo opportunity we have bulleted. Glad she got on the wire. That's great. They bulleted the comments about trade.
Did they?
Yes, sir. And they bulleted the hijacking story.
I guess, no, that was in already. It's been leaking out a little bit.
Oh, it's still probably not. Maybe we're going to announce on Thursday, but it's a better way to do it.
It's a, well, it's still property. Sure. There's a chance to discuss it with Secretary Rogers.
Right.
Prepares the way for it. It also builds these people up, Ron, and which I wanted to do when we get back to Ron. They'll got to get Rumsfeld and Scalley and all the
right.
rest.
The Scalley section.
They've got to know that it's straight from the top.
Sure.
And what's the backing right up there? Schultz. I was thinking of that device of having a, coming into use phrase that you can't overuse things, but just letting them listen to the very thing Schultz heard me talk.
That was perfect this morning.
They didn't. They probably think they were being used as passage, but they were really weren't. That's exactly the way we were going to talk.
Sure.
And I was just developing the points that he had brought up. Which you think so, sir?
It's very good.
And they use it that way.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
You were
saying, what is your feeling about that Johnson thing at the present time? Have you had a chance to reflect on it?
No, I think we should do it. I think we should do it.
You don't have a statement yet for the lieutenant?
No, they were. I told them that we're making about 3 o'clock now, so it should be ready for you to review at 2:30.
I'll be with you.
All right.
Take a look at it.
I'm glad you're doing this today because the briefing was one of those.
What do we have briefing today?
Well, I briefed and
they
pressed on this Bob Taylor thing.
What's Bob Taylor going to say?
Well, he's leaving, you see, the White House detail as the head of the Secret Service. And Helen Thomas ran a story that said he had been fired by Haldeman, and that there was a rift. So I just took her on directly and said that she had not checked the story, and I thought it was in. I said the fact of the matter is that Bob Taylor has been, after 4 years, the Secret Service did an assessment, and as was done throughout government, and he was offered a job as supervisor within the head of the Protective Assistant Secretary, which is a promotion, and. Said the story was written by Helen Thomas, United Press International, leads a false impression, and that is that Bob Taylor was fired because of a rift with Bob Haldeman. And I said, it is incorrect. And then he rather asked me, he said, Ron, what are you going through this charade for? You know the fact of the matter is that Bob Haldeman and Taylor didn't get along. And I looked at him and I said, Dan, you can call it a charade if you want. But I said, let me tell you what the facts are. And then I went, one fact, two fact, three facts. It was one of those types of...
I didn't hear that he read between Taylor and Holmes.
No. But this has overcome all of that.
And most of the country didn't give love a damn.
Not a bit.
No, it's not. They're all...
These guys are just living in their own isolated world.
Well, they have to create...
Some days they just get this conflict. But
but I would just take it. I bump Rogers to you that he didn't need to resolve the goods. I said, you joined the club. I said, I called you. I talked to him at this point. He called me angry last week. I said, he said, just laughed. I said, well, we've done exactly the right thing.
Good. I should call him then again.
No, you don't need to. He's gone anyway. The,
White House, and he talked to Colonel Mary Kilpatrick about it. At the time that Lyndon Baines Johnson was serving him scotch in his office, spending hours with the press, worrying about him, seeing him on an individual basis, they were putting color out of here by the top carload is when his press relations went to the lowest ebb.
Well, a day like this is bad, too, from another standpoint. I mean, it does show an enormous amount of activity.
Exactly.
Charlie Rogers at home. I don't want you to mention this, but I also heard this morning called the three wives, Ben's wife, and Mrs. Mulligan, and
Rice. You see, I don't know if someone showed the virus story to you, but the report out of Clark Air Force Base is that the POW camps, people in the POW camps, kept pace on what was happening politically in the United States. As a new POW would come in, he would fill them in on what was taking place in the presidential election and what was happening domestically. And there's a wire story out of the Philippines this morning that they had a straw vote that during the presidential election. That the POWs had a strong vote in, and that you won a strong vote handily, etc. Amongst the POWs over North Vietnam, but that was an interesting little insight on me. So the guys who were there even for 6 years, in 7 years, were very much aware of this, things that occurred, not because of what the North Vietnamese were telling them, but because the new POW would come in. There was an interesting alarm report this morning out of the.
Really, okay, we'll have that.